Greetings in Jesus' name on this 15th day of June, the year of our Lord, 2021. It's currently a foggy 60 degrees, kind of rainy, damp conditions, but it is a terrific Tuesday. I hope that you are enjoying your day and are grateful to the Lord for His continued blessings upon your life. We're careful to give God maximum glory for what He continues to do in the ministry here, and we're delighted to see Him and His blessings upon the work of God here in this region. Would you pray with us that God would guide us and direct us toward a piece of property? Our church is looking for a new piece of property to build a new facility on, and we're advancing, and we need God's touch. We need God's direction, and we need God's blessings. It is the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich, and we're trusting for Him to give those blessings that we might be able to continue on to build a work for Him. Every year when I read through my Bible, at least once, I am so reminded of everything in our life that needs to be done to honor and to glorify Him. Not just the buildings, but our life in general. May God help us to live a life that truly honors and glorifies the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I want you to take the Word of God with me today and look with me in the book of Nehemiah, chapter number 2, where the Bible says in verse number 18, "Then I told them of the hand of my God." Wouldn't you have loved to have been there to hear this great Bible testimony from Nehemiah, all that God had done in his life and how that he was the king's cupbearer, and doing the bidding that the Lord had so sovereignly put him in that place to do. But yet he heard the testimony of his brethren, Hananiah and his brethren. He heard the testimony about how the people of God that had remained of the captivity and that had gone through such terrible conditions for the last 70 years, he heard about it, and his heart was moved to such an extent that he prayed and he fasted and he sought the God of heaven, and he began to believe that God would do something. And as he stood before the king one day, the king said, "Why are you sad?" And he began to testify to the king, "Why would I not be sad when the place of my fathers, the place where I was raised, the place where God's blessing was upon, lie in destruction?" And he began to petition the king, and the king, in great mercy, gave opportunity for him to get lumber and to get materials. And everyone began to rally around. And Nehemiah was used by God in a specific time to see the walls of Jerusalem that had been lying in waste and rubble, to see them supernaturally be built back up for the glory of God. And so when you get to verse number 18, and the Bible says, "Then I told them of the hand of my God." It is a life-changing phrase. And all of us today could do the same, could we not? Could we not say, "Then I told them of the hand of my God"? Could we not just absolutely shout the victory and said, "Let me tell you about my God"? My wife and I have been here in this great state of Maine since the winter of 1996. And I could begin now and speak for quite a long time about the hand of my God that has been good upon me, that has worked miracles, that we have seen people saved and families put back together and lives changed. We've seen buildings built and land bought and all of the different things that's been accomplished here on this great mission field. It's been an encouraging time. And we've been able to see many churches planted in every single region of this state. "Then I told them of the hand of my God." It might just be in order for some of you to call a little time of testimony and say, "Let me tell you about the hand of my God." May the Lord encourage us today and strengthen us today about His great work that He's doing in our lives. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful, Christ-filled, terrific Tuesday. And we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.